Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. 720 WGN, John Hanson here. Your Money Matters on a Mesiro Monday. And on this Mesiro Monday, Greg Lunsford is here. Dr. Lunsford, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you, John, for having me.
I love the topic here this month. Not only today live, but we've got three podcasts. We're going to put out each of the next three Mesiro Mondays. It's about a little bit about showing grace to the younger generation out there. I mean, I don't know how many countless stories there are about, I can't believe what Gen Z is doing about X, Y, or Z. But Gen X, boomers, everything's a little bit different for Gen Z.
Absolutely. So when we talk about Gen Z, we're talking about individuals between the ages of 13 and 27. And so Gen Zers are early career, just starting their career or planning for their career. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I'm hearing people have conversations where they're looking at them and going, they just don't get it.
I'm like, why don't they pounding the pavement like we did? That
exactly.
Sort of.
Why aren't they committed to being somewhere for 30 years and getting the gold watch? Or why is it that they're, you know, doing things like being a social media influencer instead of getting a job where they actually have to walk in every day, right?
What's this work-life balance they're so addicted to?
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. And so, you know, we got to give them some credit because and understand why they are the way they are. They watch the implied contract between employment and employees and management go away. They actually watched our parents and our grandparents get laid off, downsize, companies go away, shrink, and things like that. And they're basically just saying, I'm committed to having a career. I have goals and ambitions. There are things that I want financially. However, the path you took, I'm going to take a different path because it doesn't look as stable as you paint the picture to be.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be the path that you took, parent
exactly
or grandparent.
Right.
The world has changed. Technology, first and foremost, it's a fast-paced life that they have lived in already,
right,
their entire life. Of course, they're not going to be the same as we were when we started.
Right. And we also say that they only think about the day. They don't think about long-term. But there's an article I wrote a couple of years ago. They actually happen to be the most optimistic cohort of individuals when it comes to thinking about retirement. One, they feel as though they have more control because they know how to gig. Two, they feel like they have a longer period because we're living longer. And they are the children of Gen X, which Gen X had to learn how to figure it out. And so they're never
latchkey kids.
That's right. They're like looking at some of those Gen X values and going, let me figure out a few things on my own as well. And then also, we tend to think that they haven't had life experiences because they're so much younger than us. But this is a tough group of kids. They've had some tough things happen to them. I shouldn't say kids. Young adults.
Yeah, right.
I guess that would be. One, they were the first cohort to really experience school shootings.
Yep.
Right? I mean, there were some for millennials.
Great
but
point,
they
yeah
were more frequent and more violent. And so that they grew up learning how to survive in a threatened society. Yes, they had the nice Xboxes and stuff at home.
No, but they had the drills at school.
They had the drills and the anxiety,
that's
right?
True.
And so we got to give them some credit for that. They also were bullied. And we were bullied, too. But
not like social media
these
days. Not
like social media, right?
Yeah.
So tough in that regard. They dealing with rising education costs and uncertainty about, you know, can they go to college? And from a financial standpoint,
are they forever in debt?
Are they forever in debt? They watched us go through debt crisis. They've lived through both the Great Recession of 2008 and the global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watched their parents and grandparents go through record unemployment in 2008 and 2020.
So they've seen a lot.
They've seen a lot. And we go, you young kids don't know anything. They have some pretty tough life experiences.
All right. So let's give them that. And that may explain also just a couple things that are different in how their behaviors manifest themselves. Number one, they do sometimes live at home longer.
They do live at home longer, but we also have to look at the fact that the cost of housing right now has not kept up with the cost of wages. In recent months, we are now starting to see some parity come along, but it's not like they were the boomers, where they came along in a period of great economic growth.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in after some contraction relative to what other generations have seen. And so when you look at the fact that the cost of housing has inflated maybe double of what the wages have done, you know, and we're just now starting to see some relief there, and it's still, inflation is still a big concern of ours, they can't afford to move out of the house. Rents are very expensive. Home prices have gone through the roof simply because there's a lack of inventory. Because if I got a 3% mortgage, where am I going anywhere? So there's no inventory of starter housing. And then when you start looking at interest rates and now you got to come up with a bigger down payment, what do you do?
So let's take away the stigma a little bit of living from home. But there's a way to do it and not do it. You always talk about having conversations in a family. If your kid is going to live at home with you, I don't want to say it should come with boundaries, but it should come with goals in mind, right?
It should come with goals in mind and expectations of how long this is going to last. What is the path going to be when you're going to be there? So, hey, I'll let you stay here for this period of time. However, I want to see some commitment to saving. So I have one client, what he did, and he and his wife did, was they let their, and their, both of their children are very high earning professionals, but mm-hmm. the cost of housing was just so high that even for them, it was unattainable. So they let them stay at home. They came up with a saving strategy. If their sons hit that, they gave them their money back. Plus, they gave them some interest on top of them to say, mom and dad are starting you off with a little gift.
There's ways to do it, is what
we're
saying.
There's ways to do it.
And let's take away the stigma a little bit. They're just not dedicated to a certain, they're not company men and women. It's not like how they enter the workforce. They see it as, I am going to find different ways to use my skills, gain skills along the way, and renegotiate a bunch of times. And a lot of us look at that and go, well, come on, show some loyalty to a company. They're like, forget that. Right?
Well, once again, this is the generation that saw their parents and grandparents go through record unemployment in 2008 and 2020. And even prior to that, a number of them saw their parents and grandparents get laid off after decades of giving loyalty to an organization simply because there was a merger and acquisition or disruption. Mm-hmm. And so the way they're looking at it is, you know, people think that because I change roles or careers or something, you know, every 5 years or whatever, that I'm less loyal. That's not necessarily true. I want to be CEO just like you want to be CEO. However, I don't view it as my only shot at that job is I got to go up a corporate ladder. I'm going to be more intentional and more command in my career. And if that means that I get 4 years of marketing over here, 5 years of international experience over here, and 3 years of finance over there, so that ultimately come out with all the traits and the skills that are needed for that role, I will be a CEO. It's just that I'm going to have more control over that outcome.
Plus, the promise of a pension is very rare these days.
So there's no longer a set of handcuffs holding them.
We're just scratching the surface, and we're already out of time, Greg. Tell you what, we got three podcasts to cover more. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
We'll talk about how kids these days, I shouldn't say that.
Young adults,
there we go. They're getting married later. They're having kids later or less of them, and the ball games change with education and retirement. Every Monday, we'll drop a new podcast, but I guess to sum it up, let's show some grace to the younger generation. Hope they show it back to us. How about that?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, John.
Absolutely. Dr. Greg Lunsford, 1-877-MESERO, mesero.com. Let's take a break ahead of the news and more Your Money Matters on WGN. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesero advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesero at 877-MESIROW.